Great, thanks. So I'm here to talk a bit about improving online health information for low literacy and mobile device website visitors. And I am an employee of Sapient Government Services. I'm a consultant, and my client is the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases. So before I talk about our work with NIDDK, I wanted to give you a little bit of context about who they are and what they do. So NIDDK is one of 27 institutes and centers that make up the National Institutes of Health, and the NIDDK conducts and supports medical research in the disease areas that are part of their name, as well as some others such as nutrition, obesity, and neurologic diseases. And like many other National Institutes of Health, they then translate and disseminate these research findings through vehicles like clearinghouses and education programs to make sure that, to increase knowledge and understanding of these diseases among patients, health professionals, and the public. And so one of the main channels that NIDDK uses to achieve this goal is their website, niddk.nih.gov. And we know through analytics that more than 25 million people visit NIDDK websites annually. And nearly everyone who visits the site, they're actually accessing the health information content. So the focus of my talk today is really on this website and the health information on the site. And again, through analytics, we're able to see who's coming to our site. So most people are coming to search for a specific health topic for themselves or for a loved one. And so you're seeing that first and third bar chart there. And then over half of the people coming to the site are actually using a mobile phone or a tablet. And so this really gives us some great context, helps us understand the audience. And then it underscores how critical thinking and planning for mobile really is. And so when we started working with NIDDK, we recognized some challenges. The first is that there's a fragmented experience. And so NIDDK maintained 11 websites, including a variety of clearinghouse and program sites, with overlapping disease areas. So someone coming to the site looking for diabetes information, they had to make a choice between going to a clearinghouse or an education program. And that's sort of a heavy burden to put on someone who's just looking for diabetes content and is not familiar with the agency kind of structurally. There are also kind of a print-first environment. And so we know, and from talking to many of you who are seeing patients, print is really important. There's a role, there is an important role for print. But what happened is they basically took their print pieces and made them HTML. And so it's kind of retrofitting content for a channel. And they ended up with really long web pages with really dense content. And so it's sort of really a print-first environment. But we're working on that. And then there's also, we noticed a lot of duplication of content. And so when you're dealing in print, you can hand someone the one flyer that you want them to look at. But when you start to put these pieces online, website visitors are finding this information. And so again, you're sort of putting the burden on them to say, well, which content should I look at? If there's three different web pages for irritable bowel syndrome, I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to look at. And so there's sort of that lens as well that we were cognizant of. And then there were technical limitations. So the platform that NIDDK is currently hosted on has sort of limitations as far as designing for mobile. And so we really had to think about how we can take a step towards a positive mobile experience without actually being able to design that way out of the gate. So our charge was to come up with a solution that meets the needs of varying literacy levels and that meets the needs of various platforms, so a four-inch screen and a desktop. And so our first step was coming up with an approach. And so we followed this bite, snack, meal approach, which is one way to think about your content, and it's sort of a layered approach. And I've included at the end of this deck some resources, some authors, and some books that you can reference to learn more about web writing and a little bit more about this Bite Snack Meal. So the way that we have been using Bite Snack Meal and the way we think about it is a bite is basically a small piece of information with little detail. A snack is a combination of bites, and so that starts to tell a story. It provides an overview about a condition or disease. And if someone's interested in going a little deeper on treatment or symptoms or eating, they're able to click through and get to that meal content. Another way that someone would get to a meal page is through Google. They would Google, what should I eat if I have irritable bowel syndrome? And they're able to get kind of directly to that chunk of information rather than having to kind of sift through all the other content that they may not need at that moment. And so part of the activities to kind of address the challenges that we recognized is to start to migrate or move all of the health information from all of those sites to the main NIDDK website. And then, you know, we couldn't just bring the health information into the site, we had to organize it a little bit. And so we created pages like this Health Topics landing page to organize the content. And you can see if I was a user looking for diabetes, I no longer have to choose which site to go to, I just start to see topics that may be of interest to me. And then we developed these overview pages, which is sort of a group of bites about a topic. And so you can see here what an overview page looks like, or part of it, for irritable bowel syndrome. So someone can see a little bit of information and then drill deeper into the content that is of interest to them. And then we built these additional feature elements. So we really want them focused on those top six boxes, but we know that any organization is going to want to put some, you know, related links, and so we built that into this structure. And then here's an example of a meal page. And in our effort, we focused on existing content just so we could actually kind of start to roll this out. And then we did focus on web first and plain language principles, which I'll talk about a little bit in more detail. So how did we start to pull this together? So in addition to the Bite Snack Meal approach, we established some common ground. We said, this is what we're going to focus on. So number one, we're going to break up the content so it's not all on one page. Number two, we're going to create separate, consistent pages with titles based on how users search for information. So there's a lot of reasons why this is useful. It comes up in search engines that way. It starts to break apart the content to kind of get it mobile ready. And it also gives people the information they're looking for and not kind of overwhelming them with stuff that they may not need at that moment. And number three, we're going to update the content using best practices for plain language and web writing. So some of the things that we focused on, we made sure we were writing in second person, we're using short sentences, white space, bullets, clear headers. And then we also decided we're going to update images. We're going to use fresh, new, relevant photos to kind of create a sense of freshness and some credibility, because when you see really old photos, you kind of start to question the newness of content. At least I do. and then we added some functionality. So we actually added a feature where we could link a dictionary term. So if someone didn't know what that word is, they can click on it, a box appears, they can read the definition, but they're not taken off the web page. And so the steps that we took, we prioritized the content that we were going to focus on. We couldn't update the entire health information, you know, section. It's hundreds of pages. But so we started to look at what's the most popular content from an institute priority. What are some of the topics we should be looking at for this effort? And, you know, again, we wanted to kind of start with newer content. And so we ended up focusing on digestive disease topics. And then we dove into those topics, and we, you know, looked at about 40 pages, and we asked, who is the audience, what information is being presented, what other links are on the page, and just got really familiar and oriented with NIDDK's content. And then we took the Bite Snack Meal approach and our foundational recommendations and started to visualize what a future state could look like. And so this is where the wireframing came in. And then we crystallized that a little bit and made it a little more formal, and then we tested that. So this is a visual of our hand-drawn wires. On the left side, you can start to see our overview page with the bytes of information, and on the right side is our meal page. And so for usability testing, we created a paper prototype of those hand-drawn wires, so a little bit more it looks more computer-based, you'll see it in a second, but it was a printout, and then we also put together a content comparison scenario, and we spoke with people outside of different libraries in Maryland. We did not have a budget for usability testing, but we felt like it was something that we wanted to do, so we got creative about it. And so for the paper prototype, we asked people, if you were looking for what to eat if you had irritable bowel syndrome, where would you click? And they would point to the section that they would click. And we asked them a couple questions to see if they could find the information and if the page titles that we were using worked. And we also learned a couple things, like the word statistics was kind of scary, but the word facts resonated better. Eating's what you can eat, diet is what you can't eat. So it was a good learning experience. And then this is our content comparison. We basically took content from the easy to read material, and we took content from a fact sheet, which is a more denser, higher level publication. And then we created a hybrid. And we said if we were to create website content, we basically would take the detail from a fact sheet, but we would apply some of the principles that I mentioned, the white space, simpler sentences, bullets, and headers. I did not hand this person $5, but it was as if I did. She said sample A, which was the fact sheet, wasn't enough content. Sample C seems like it's for professionals, so that's sort of the in-depth content. But sample B, which is the hybrid that we created, gives you the information, but it allows you to skim it. So it kind of validated our content approach. So the writing process, the team was myself, a team of writers from a different contract, and then the client, the content leads from the communications office. We sort of set up the content, created the content, and then there was a review process. So that's sort of a little bit of a glimpse into our process. So one thing that I want to note, we engaged the division director for digestive diseases early on. We explained the intent of the pilot, the whole thinking about the pilot, and we got him involved early on so that when he got the content at the end of the process, he wasn't like, what am I looking at? You know, he totally was bought in and understood our approach, and I think that really went a long way. He was great about turning content around, so... And then in addition to a formal writing and review process, we also formalized these standard headers to create consistency in how we broke apart the content and how the content flowed. So another sort of tip if you're tackling website content is to really formalize it and create templates. When there was a header that was not supported by the content, we didn't force it, we just didn't use it. But this allowed us to really keep things consistent. Another thing I want to note is we stuck with the Q&A style, so that's how NIDDK's content is currently written. And we know that it's useful for folks who may not have as much of familiarity with content or maybe a lower reading level. So we kept with that Q&A style kind of header and response. So for impact and next steps, we ended up improving about a dozen digestive disease topics, and they're listed here. So if you go on NIDDK's website and look at these, you can see them in action. And so these each have an overview page as well as the detail page that I mentioned, and you can see an example of a kind of new photo that we used. And so we do have 4C to collect online feedback about the site, and we use this to glean some impact results or ongoing results. And so with the improved topics, we're seeing a 26% lower bounce rate, meaning people are not just coming and leaving, they're actually clicking through to another page on the site. We're also seeing a higher goal completion rate for people who visited an improved topic, and those people are reporting that they're finding what they need more often than a non-improved topic. So that's really good news, very promising. And then we're also seeing that people are slightly more satisfied with the site when they visited an improved topic. So that's one of those dozen topics that I showed you. And so we're currently sending more content through this bite, snack, meal process, moving beyond the digestive diseases, focusing on diabetes, kidney, weight control content. And in the future, in the near future, we're going to start to really look at some user experience work to create a mobile-ready or mobile-friendly site for all of NIDDK's web content. So hopefully we'll be here again, you know, telling you about that work. And thank you so much. If you want to come up and get my card after, and here are the resources that I mentioned during my talk. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Amanda?
I have a question.
Sure.
Have you all thought about any interactiveness between consumer and product in terms of the website? Websites lend themselves very nicely to be interactive.
What's your definition of interactive?
So, good question. Any way for the consumers to be involved more in the website for producing or commenting or interacting with other consumers?
So like leave a comment feature or share this content features or like a forum for patients to talk about a disease, all of that kind of stuff. It's tricky because it's government, so there are some lines, you know, we'd have to really make a case, you know, if we are going to kind of open up a forum, then okay, well then who's going to moderate it? But I like your question because I've sort of been noodling on that myself. It's like as we've been experiencing social media for several years now, we know that it's a really important vehicle, and so it's where people are conversing. And so this is health information, that's great, but then sort of what's that next step? So we do have like, you know, social media features built into the site. We haven't really talked about opening it up for like a comment Steph forum, but who knows? Yeah, maybe in the future. Yeah.